Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward scores. Martin moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. one out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Blasingame moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Woody Held pinch hits for Jim King. Gary Peters now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Ron Klein now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Brumley and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Bob Chance. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.